The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through the towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. To the master of the house has arisen and locked the door. Then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you, reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank at your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east to the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. So next week at this time, God willing, we'll be celebrating Mass at our beautiful church building, all right? All right, so we're almost there. Now, if we come back next week, we're in the hall, you're going to say, "That's okay, Father, I still love you anyway," right? But we're God willing, we will be back there. I was in there yesterday. It's getting pretty close now, so we look forward to gathering next weekend with you all in our church. In 1989, my older sister Michelle was 12, so that made me 10 years old. And she was absolutely in love with the boy band New Kids on the Block, all right? So I'm sure you Gen Xers remember that group very well. Like, obsessed. Her bedroom had the posters all over. She was convinced she was going to marry Joey McIntyre, all right? And she was pleading with my mom and dad, "Please take me to the concert." I think it was the Hanging Tough Tour, right? And she convinced my mom, so they woke up one. See, back in the days, boys and girls, there was no thing called the internet, okay? So she convinced my mom to wake up early, and I think they went to the warehouse. Do you remember those? And they got there like at 5 a.m., and there were already hundreds of people there. They based it based on what number they gave you. It was like a lottery, and they got one of the top, I think, five numbers. So they went to the concert and had a good time, and, you know, my sister, I think she still loves the group to this day. But, you know, I thought, she got to go to a concert, so poor little Father Ricky said, "I need to go to a concert too," right? Because I was too cool being the little brother to want to go to a boy band group. So my very first tape that I ever bought, tape, not even CD, right, was Janet Jackson, the Rhythm Nation, right? All right. So I convinced my mom that I needed to go to a concert too. So we did that. The next year, we went to the warehouse, but I did not get a good number at all. I think I was like 800, right? And my mom in her wisdom said, "Get back in the car, let's drive." So we actually drove back to our hometown, which is Wilmington, which is very Latino, mostly Spanish-speaking. And Janet Jackson's not as popular there, right? So we went, and my mom in her wisdom, we went to the place to buy the tickets. There was nobody in line. So we were able to go to the concert too. But when you really want to go somewhere, and now we do it online, it's stressful, isn't it? And we're hoping your number gets pulled. You know, I think it was last year, the whole thing with Ticketmaster Taylor Swift, right? And a lot of families were stressed about it. Am I going to get that ticket to be able to be allowed to go in? But the good news for us of the spiritual life is our ticket into heaven has been won for us through Jesus Christ. We don't need to worry about having to wake up to get in line. or to get on our app, because Jesus has already opened the doors of heaven for all of us. And when we first hear this gospel, it sounds a little bit scary, doesn't it? What do you mean the gate is so narrow? Am I going to be recognized? The gate to heaven is through Jesus. And what Jesus is telling us at this gospel is, do better. Become a better person. Don't get discouraged about life, but love him so much that you and I are going to make the changes in our lives that we need. So my friends, the generosity of Jesus is for all of us. It's just not for a select few. It's not just for us here at the 11:15 Mass today. Jesus wants us all to be in heaven with him. So Jesus teaches us something that was unheard of. He's teaching us to be inclusive and to not exclude. Tomorrow afternoon, all the diocesan priests of the Archdiocese of L.A., so it's like it'd be like 900-something priests. We're going to a four-day convocation in La Quinta. And you know what all my buddies have been texting? Who is in your group that you're going to be talking with that week? Right? Because there's something in us as humans. We want to be around people that we get along with, don't we? Who are like-minded at everything. And of course, we weren't supposed to find out, but I found out my group, right? Surprise, surprise. And I was looking at the roster. I'm like, well, 5 out of 6 isn't bad. And I'm sure that priest is going to see my name and go, oh, Lord. But Jesus is telling us, look past our differences. Look past our personalities. And try to bring people in and to not exclude them. That's hard to do, though, isn't it? This gospel is also telling us to wake up, to live a life of action, to just not sit in the sidelines and do nothing and complain. But your mission as disciples is to go out in the world to make it a better place, to be fed by the Eucharist so that you can go back to your families, your schools, your work. And if you need something that needs, somebody needs help or something needs to be changed, for you to do it. That's what discipleship is. We want to be known by our good works. It's easy to say, yes, I am a Catholic, I'm a Christian. But we need to back that up with our actions. Some of the greatest people I've ever known have been in this parish. And I see the things that you do day after day for your families, for your community. And that's great. But you're not in heaven yet. So none of us should say, I'm done. I've done my time. Nope. The Lord is not telling you to give up yet. He's telling you to keep on going, to keep working, to be that good disciple that you're called to be. Now, discipleship doesn't happen just overnight. It's a lifelong process, is it not? To the day we die, every single one of us should be trying to learn to do better. We all make mistakes, but it's how we get up from those mistakes. God willing, they'll make us better and not bitter. No more bitter Catholics, okay? No more grumpy Catholics. Not here at Holy Family. We can't go back and change what we've done, but what we can do is make better decisions now. So to our last breath, my friends, let us try to continue to work on each other, on ourselves. So my friends, Jesus is the door to eternal life. His path is full of love and compassion, acceptance, forgiveness, a lot of patience. And if we live that out every day, God willing, when you die, Jesus is going to say, welcome home to heaven. You did it. And that's where we want to go, correct? Heaven. So let us live a holy life every day so that we could be with Jesus forever in heaven. Amen. I've gone on to see Janet Jackson about 11 times, in case you're wondering, okay? The crowd's a little bit older than in 1990, though. All right. So let's just pray this morning. that we will really take this gospel to heart and not take our faith for granted or just presume, I'm going to go to heaven, you know. What do we need to work on in our lives to truly wake up to be a better disciple of Jesus?